So we're now back in commission meeting. And so we have held three public hearings. We need to probably take action on, all three of the things. Yeah, okay.
We have to do them separate?
Yes.
We would need to take action on the items that we've held, we've talked about in public hearing. And can we, do we need to take care of each one of those items separately? Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. So action on the first public hearing item, recreational vehicles. What's your pleasure there?
I'll make the motion to approve the action and changing the code of Title VII, Traffic Code Chapter 71, recreational vehicles.
Okay. Second. Moved and seconded. And then I'll call for a vote then. All in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous.
Do we need a roll call on that one?
Do you need a
roll call vote on that?
We heard Greg vote and so.
We can do a roll call if you want.
Yeah. I guess there's a document that's signed that states that, so.
Yeah,
that was the only reason.
I think that's a valid point. So I'll call for that vote on that motion. Greg?
Aye.
Ralph?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. So that motion passes unanimously. So okay. So the next public hearing item action that was discussed was that for Chapter 51 and Chapter 55 maintenance. What's your pleasure there?
I'll make that motion to approve amending Title V, Chapter 51, 52.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve that that amendment to the Sevier County Code, Title V, and we'll also call for a roll call vote on that. Commissioner Brown?
Or yes.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye. Yes.
Commissioner Brown? And I'll vote yes as well. So that motion passes unanimous.
That needs to be in the form of an ordinance or something that we approve later, or how does that?
Isn't there an ordinance? There's nothing for them to sign?
I don't have any.
We have the paper in our packet that has something signed.
It's on the very end.
Should be on the back. Right?
Yeah. Just a second page. You might have just got the first page. We had a little more detail.
Yeah, there's a resolution and exhibit. The exhibit has a signature page on the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has a resolution. It has a signature page on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll sign that, I guess. This last item that Steve kind of helped us understand, then, what's your pleasure there?
I'll make a motion to amend the 2026 budget to allow for the transfer of funds between the landfill fund, the road fund, and the general fund.
Okay. Second. Moved and seconded that we approve that. All does this require a roll call vote on this one? All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. Okay. We'll sign those then in just a second.
It's just they're all the same thing, right?
I didn't see a signature.
Just give them that information that they are there. So there's one for each of you.
Okay, just information then.
Okay.
Okay.
So one, just take one?
Yeah, just take one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just take one down, pass it around.
Okay.
Just the information.
Okay. On that.
Let me pass one down for Casey. And for Malcolm then. So. Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. So then we would move to... Now we've handled those items, so we'll move to the item that is on our agenda.
And 210.
Which one?
210.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So we have a motion, or not a motion, we have an item on our agenda to consider. There's a small piece of property that's in the city limits of Aurora. That's parcel 2-A 2D-24, This parcel is 0.08 acres. It's right smack dab in the middle of property that's owned by an individual that would like to build a shop. And the county owns this parcel. And he's asking for consideration for this piece of property to be able to be to go through the process of being declared surplus, that he might could then have the opportunity to acquire it for his shop. Information is in our packet. We don't know all the details here, but I guess we know enough of them that somehow this parcel got where it is, owned by the county, and seems like a pretty insignificant piece of property for the county, for sure. And so I guess the proper course would be to just declare this property surplus. And any questions from the commissioners, or any thoughts on that? Is that the right approach here?
Yeah, make a motion that we declare it surplus.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
Moved and seconded that we declare this property surplus, and then and have that listed in a surplus to the property to the county.
Before the
go ahead.
Go ahead and finish here.
Now we take a vote on it. You want to talk about it before we vote?
I'm looking at 0.08 acres, so it's just a little strip.
Right. Yeah, and it's surrounded by the same property owner.
By the same property owner. So on that generally, we don't advertise those types. Because it's not beneficial to anyone else.
Correct.
Okay. So and I think we're all fine with that.
Yeah.
You can authorize the sale whatever the value the assessor puts up.
That's what I'd recommend. Whatever the assessed value is, we offer it to them at that price.
And so you want to include that in your motion?
Yep. Properly, so. I'll amend the motion that we offer it to the property owner that owns on all four sides of this parcel, and whatever the assessed value from the assessor's office, offer it to him at that price.
And I'll re-second that motion.
Okay, with that clarification, then we're 100% behind that. That's, I think that's a proper way to handle that. I'll call for a vote then. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. So that motion on that particular item is approved. The next item is to set a time for a public hearing to consider amending the Sevier County General Plan to include information on water use and conservation. And we are setting that meeting time to be on Monday, February 9th, 2026 at 1:45 p.m. here in the Commission Chambers. And we at that time will have a public hearing to consider amending the Sevier County General Plan to include information on water use and conservation. Information is available to the public that want to know more about what is proposed in this, and allowing them to comment on this if they need to. So we'll set that time and date for that meeting then. So last item on their agenda is to consider Sevier County privacy program policy. And we have the last item here, Cade, you can see, yeah, Cade, come talk to us about this, and so.
So, it was a big thing at UAC. The state passed some legislation that is requiring all county and government entities to take inventory of all the personal data that we may collect, and we need to have retention schedules on it, and we need to just document everything.
Disclosure statements.
Yeah, that way we can reassure and show that we're not abusing any of the data we have. It's kind of just to put us in check, and so this policy is just the beginning of that, and we spoke about it at one point. So, I don't have a copy of it on me currently. So, with this, it's just going through everything and saying what each department is going to be responsible for and how we're going to go through and execute our mission with
Yes.
And so as we adjourn this meeting here in a little while, we're going to have a department heads meeting. Mm-hmm. And have you, if there are departments that are unaware of what's going on, you're going to be able to...
Yeah, I'm going to, everyone should be filled in.
Get everybody in.
The sheriff has some issues with it.
He does.
Yep, he's not wanting anything. He's worried about some of the information that they might have that get out. Because mm-hmm. won't it be public record?
No, it's not.
No.
It just makes sure we comply with RELA. So, and that, it's to make sure some of that information does not get out.
Okay. So I'm sure he'll have some questions.
This is more, you know, to identify what we have and how to keep it from getting out, basically.
Yeah.
Keep it private, keep it whatever, and okay. protect it so we don't get slammed.
It just puts us in check to make sure that stuff like that, like yeah. genetic stuff and fingerprinting that the sheriff's office does, that way that stuff doesn't leave. And, you know, if we are taking information we're not supposed to, we get checked on that and go, why are we doing this? And if we're not supposed to, then why are we doing it?
That's my question.
Yeah. So we're establishing a policy, and for the next year, we're going to go implement this policy. Mm-hmm. Part of that implementation is identifying sensitive information that we collect and making sure it's classified properly, stored properly, disclosures are made, employees are trained, so that we can assure the public that sensitive information the county stores is being handled properly. So we're now binding ourselves basically to say, okay, here's our policy and now we're going to go follow it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the bulk of this coming 12, 18 months and an ongoing yeah. basis really to make sure that we're handling data carefully.
Okay.
And
okay.
all the departments will be chiming in on this to make sure it meets their needs. The sheriff has already been, Cade's visited with him, I think, a time or two already.
Yes.
Said, hey, sheriff, you've probably got the departments in the county, you've probably got the most sensitive information.
That's what I told the sheriff, yeah. yeah. Sheriff, we're discussing the privacy policy.
Oh, joy. Yeah.
So you had some concerns when we talked earlier.
Yeah. You're worried. It just, there's a lot of what do we send and where do we send it, how do we do it, just making sure we're doing things the right way. But it sounds like we got a pretty good plan on what we're doing.
Yeah, we're well modified as necessary, but this is the first place to start, is establishing the policy.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate that we've got a Cade, we've got you right from the get-go, you know, putting your thoughts and arms and teeth in around this thing, and so we know it's going to be a kind of a bigger undertaking. So, and you've got the whole county to kind of work on. So,
yes.
You've got our support. Just keep going at it now. And I think in our department head meeting, this will be your first chance to make sure in a room where we're all at that there are everybody knows what we're doing, and maybe yes. there are questions. We'll mm-hmm. have those questions answered then. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions for
so Casey? I didn't get a chance to look at it. It was going on while a trial was happening for me. There was some urgency to that. Asked if Josh could look at it. I know he's looked at the policy and worked with Cade on it. I don't know if he had any concerns. I will just say that this isn't a policy that we just decided to do one day. This has been posed on us. You will do the policy
yeah.
through the state. So this is, I think, from what Cade's come up with, hopefully Josh has been able to weigh in, the sheriff and Malcolm between the four of them.
Dirk.
Come up with a policy that works for our county, I haven't had a chance to go through that. That would be my only weigh in, is make sure that we've tailored it to where it works for the county. Talking to Malcolm, it sounds like that's what we've crafted, what we've created. So I don't know if Josh had anything to weigh in.
Basically, the only thing I've done is make sure that everything in the policy case put together meets legal compliance. There was some areas of law that have since fallen out of date with the initial policy. I feel like we got those pretty well cleaned up. There's still a little bit more that may need to be done. I think there might be a little bit more research into the administrative code side of things to ensure compliance, but I think we have a solid start and we can just keep building on it.
So is it on our agenda for an approval? Do we need to...
This is it.
Do we need to table it, or are we under a time warp?
Well, I think the timeline was yesterday or a month ago. If I recall correctly, I think we were supposed to have this in place.
End of year.
End of year.
The policy itself.
We've got 11 months then.
But at end of year, we were supposed to fill out a questionnaire by the end of the year showing that we've initiated the program. Yeah. So, but, you know, they want the policy in as soon as possible.
Don't we have until, I think, May of this year to really have something substantial?
I believe so.
That's kind of what I remember seeing as well.
I guess that's up to you. My understanding it was due end of year, but that doesn't sound like, from what you're saying, Kate, it was they wanted something else.
They wanted to show that we've at least initiated.
Somehow it sticks in my mind that they had to know that we had tagged someone to be our
chief administrative officer.
By the end of the year.
And we've done that.
Yeah.
That's Malcolm. And then Kate's working.
Yeah, and in Casey, if you're working on wanting to look at this and we don't have that deadline, I'm fine with looking at it in 2 weeks and making sure that Casey gets a view of it and to correspond with Josh. And I'm absolutely fine with that if we're okay with the deadline and not taking any action.
I was going to go a different direction from what I'm hearing from Malcolm that everybody's had a chance to look at. It sounds like we have a pretty good policy in place. Maybe there'll be some things that we might need to tweak. The good thing about policy, it's not like an ordinance where you have to publicly notice that. It takes time to do that. If we need to go in and make amendments that have overlooked, I think we can do that rather quickly, and we can fix those quickly. I think it would probably be best, in my opinion, to get in place what we have right now so we can get working on it. If you've got an outline in place, if you got a plan in place, I think that might be the better course of action. But ultimately, that's up to you guys to decide what to do. So
we'll follow
that would be my recommendation.
Yeah, but would we approve it with saying that after your approval? Or do you want us to approve it or we can amend it?
No, I'm good. Josh, you looked at it, right? Yeah, so Josh has looked at it. I think we're good to go as far as my office review. It's going to be, like Malcolm said, it's going to be a continuing, ongoing thing. So as we get into this, Kate might see something that needs to be changed, or Malcolm might need something that needs to be changed. We'll make those modifications, bring them back into you with an updated policy.
Okay.
Is that kind of what you foresee too, Malcolm?
So in today's meeting, then, we need to approve the policy.
If you want to. If the three of you want to, it's your discretion.
Is there any reason why we wouldn't want it today?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then I'd entertain a motion that we approve our county privacy program policy.
I'll make a motion to approve our county privacy program policy.
Seconded. It's been moved and seconded. Then all in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes unanimous. Accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourned.